if you're watching the game tonight, this boy is so talented. He just, I don't know if he's got the arsehole to show it.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, hope you're doing well on this Tuesday. And there is some football in the next few days, James.
Yeah. I guess we could. It's obviously focusing on UCL fantasy, but at least we know where we stand for Premier League game week 8 now. Thoughts?
It's fine. For me, I can get to 11 starters and one playing sub with no hits and no chip usage.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, there's no issue for me whatsoever, to be honest with you. My first sub is Nathan Patterson. And the two other players I'm benching are two Liverpool players in Trent and Diaz. So, yeah, I'm cool. I'm going to basically buy Mitro, although he's had two price rises this week and I've missed them both, I think. So I need to stop sleeping on Mitrovic and get that done. And
you find out he's injured on Thursday. I think Rashford's had two and has got no game now.
It's mad, isn't it? We said last week, don't go early. There's European football. Because of the lack of football last weekend, I think people got itchy fingers and they're just nervous and want to do something and they've gone early. And it's
I think if you want to buy,
don't do anything.
Yeah, but if you want to buy
Mitrovic is fine. Yeah, right? Yeah, I understand that. But it depends who you're selling.
Yes, true. In a lot of those cases, probably Jesus. By the looks of it. I am on wildcard active. We will speak about it more as the week goes on, no doubt. UCL Fantasy Search, how was your game week one?
66. I have no idea how it relates to or doesn't. Or, you know, they always say like, it's too early to talk about the leaderboard after 1 week or whatever else. 760K or something like that? I don't know.
That's not great, mate. Did you see Andy?
Hall and captain. Yeah, he missed the deadline.
Yeah. He had like 50 points on the bench or something. He had like Lewandowski, who he obviously would have captained. He had another Barca player who did well. I think it was Koundé. And he had, I mean, it was Bergwijn. So we would have had about 50 points on the bench, yeah.
I was going to reply to his message, his tweet, and be like, the curse of Sud strikes again, another victim to add to my club. But I felt a bit bad because obviously it's not nice when you miss a deadline, especially when it can go south. Like to
it's
the
so funny. I watched his, Andy started doing UCL fantasy videos. We're talking about Andy, let's talk, obviously. And he was like, he obviously doesn't really give a shit. He's like, oh yeah, I might carry on playing. I don't know what I'm doing.
The thing is, this game can move very quickly.
Of course.
This game can move very quickly. And there's
that's
so
a
much
sickener,
chip
though,
activity.
When Lewandowski captain 36 points first week and you've left it on your bench.
Yeah. How many did you score? Just out of interest.
84, and that's with plenty of problems.
I had Haaland captain, Højbjerg and Perisic, 8 and 9 points, and Otamendi, 9 points. That was it. Haaland got me 20. Oh, sorry, and Florentino, I don't even know who he is, got me 6 points. 66 could be worse. But I think I've got an all right team. I don't think my team is bad. So
yeah, it was probably an oversight of myself not to have any Benfica defensive. It looks like, considering I was going with basically a free hit for game week one, looks like it was a bit of an oversight with the fact they had Maccabi Haifa at home. So I only had Lewandowski's 36, Perisic 9. Nice to actually have an even Perisic fantasy return, finally. Feels good, Serge. Jules Koundé, 7. And Rafael Guerrero's 13 for Dortmund. A few four other three-pointers. Kulusevski obviously brought in, didn't start. And Rafinha didn't even get on at all for fucking Barcelona. So effectively ended up with 9. I had Hugo Lloris's clean sheet as well. Double Tottenham defensive. Look at me. 84 points is not what I wanted from that week. And it's Lewandowski saved it from complete disaster, basically. Ironically, though, I've possibly ended up doing quite a bit better than those who, I think rightly, stayed on Haaland captain, who obviously scored twice the day before.
Yeah, or Benzema.
You've got two goals. you stay with that. Those who'd been on Benzema day one would have moved, obviously, and probably moved.
Did he not
to
score
Lewandowski.
Two? I thought he scored two.
Benzema went off injured, mate.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of Mbappe, else, probably.
Oh, Mbappe's, sorry, Mbappe.
Mbappe scored
twice. I'm thinking Mbappe.
So it's interesting. I was looking around at content last night, and it looks like the majority of content creators, including Slippers himself, are on Limitless this week. Looks like I've just had a look around on YouTube last night for content videos. They're all boring as fuck. They're all on Limitless. And yet, neither me or you are.
Yeah.
So we're playing the game wrong.
But the fact that I'm not doesn't mean anything, right? I am as casual as casual can be. Like, I don't even know who's got what fixtures. I've literally sorted my team to make sure that the playing players are on the pitch and the players playing tomorrow on the bench. I've got Benzema out, which is such an easy transfer to Lewandowski. And then job done.
What, now?
Yeah.
Why are you going to move to Lewandowski now? I got Bayern Munich away, mate.
Because Bayern Munich could have drawn three league games and a shit. Who else should I buy? Mbappe?
Mbappe,
who are Mbappe playing?
Maccabi Haifa away.
Yeah. Fine. Mbappe, job done.
It's definite.
Buy Mbappe. That's the exact right money. And I've got enough money to do one more transfer, but I don't know what else I'd do, to be honest with you.
I think the Limitless, looking at it on further reflection.
My transfer rolls, by the way, don't it? But then I'll be Limitless next week, so it doesn't make a difference.
It's two free transfer. If you're Limitless next week, use both, mate.
Yeah, but who am I going to sell?
I think while you're thinking about it, Limitless looks better in free. Was what we'd identified with Ryan and James on the pod last week. That's because City have got Copenhagen at home, Liverpool got Rangers at home, Bayern have got Pilsen at home, Madrid have got Shakhtar at home. You can even throw in Juventus at home to Maccabi Haifa. I think the influence of it is the biggest and best, now that we've gone through game day one with Barca at home to Pilsen, the biggest and best front three you can have in this game is Haaland, Mbappe and Neymar. Currently, as it stands, looks to me. And therefore, it's not game week three with PSG away to Benfica. It's now away to Haifa instead. And I think that's probably what's influencing the Limitless nows, is the biggest price players, completely understandable. The PSG guys have got a better fixture now than they've got in three. That said, City home to Dortmund is harder than Copenhagen. Liverpool at home to Ajax, sorry to the Rangers guys, should be, on what we've seen so far, more difficult than what they've got next week. Bayern have got Barca rather than Pilsen. And I'd argue, despite last week's result, Madrid's fixture against Leipzig is harder today than against Shakhtar. Leipzig have obviously changed manager as well. So, yeah, I still think Limitless free on the face of it, but I think it's the PSG influence is why a lot of people are obviously going now, I think, for Limitless. I've seen Limitless teams with like no AC Milan, at home to Dynamo Zagreb, no Porto, at home to Bruges. It's easy to overlook because essentially looking at these Limitless teams around on YouTube last night, all the fucking same. We've all got Haaland, Mbappe, Neymar. It's like, oh, pick a Limitless team. Okay, yeah, great. Haaland, Mbappe, Neymar. Yeah, fairly obvious. You've got Salah, you've got De Bruyne, a few have got Sterling, maybe a Bayern Munich attacker. I've seen a few punting Son, although it's worth noting that Paul O'Keefe has predicted Heung-Min Son not to be in the Tottenham team tonight, and then you're obviously power into the premium defensive from all these clubs, the Cancelos, Hakimis, Reece James, Trents. So, I mean, fine, it's obviously, let's say, I was going to say optimal, don't say optimal, James. Seems to be the way that most people are playing it, but again, it's not the way we're doing it. Have you thought of a second transfer yet, Serge?
No. Listen to this, right?
I'm listening.
I've got Donnarumma, Maccabi Haifa.
Yeah, fine.
He's likely to play.
Who's your other keeper?
Gribic.
Who's he play for?
A team in Europe, Atletico. He ain't going to play. Perisic, Sporting. I think that's all right.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Trent, he's got a home tie against Ajax.
Yeah, fine.
Reece James, home tie against Salzburg.
Yeah.
Rudiger, home tie against Leipzig.
Yeah, they're all fine.
Gundogan and Haaland, home ties against Dortmund.
Yeah.
Jorginho, home tie against Salzburg.
Yeah.
Højbjerg and Kane, Sporting. Mbappe away at Haifa. I've got João Mário, Otamendi and Florentino. Those are the three that I think I don't like their fixture particularly. Or if there's risk that Jorginho won't play. But I don't know. They've got injuries in that space.
I've actually gone with Jorginho. I was thinking about it more about McAllister's role for Brighton. I'm wondering if Jorginho at the moment might do similar for Chelsea. So I've got him in at the moment, actually. I don't think that's a great
Florentino
pick.
And Otamendi are cheap, right?
4. Florentino 5, doesn't 4. Matter. He's 4.5, right?
And Otamendi's 4.5. I mean, Juventus away is not what I want, but his likelihood is that he'll end up on the bench anyway. So then it's... And he's playing tomorrow, so I can only bring... I can bring Otamendi on if I want him, if I need him. So it's João Mário, who's a 6 million midfielder. He's the only one that I'd move on.
No money really. In the bank, I take it.
Nah, not if I buy Mbappe. If I buy a different striker, then perhaps.
I'd think I'd probably then, because he's still on the pens, João Mário. I'd probably leave that and sell Otamendi, I think. And there's got to be something you can look at something like Inter or AC Milan or Porto, I think, as 4.5 defence. Have you got Nuno Tavares?
No.
4 million, home to Frankfurt, mate. That's the one, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're not doing... Frankfurt lost 3-0 at home to Lisbon last week. Lost 1-0 at home to Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga at the weekend. I was pretty impressed with Marseille and how they set up structurally last week against us. They're actually level on points with PSG in Ligue 1 at the moment. So they've made a decent start. So, and he'll play wing-back.
Is that game today or tomorrow?
He'll play wing-back for them. That game's today.
Good. I want some
which is even better.
Today players. Yeah.
So, probably...
All right, Nuno Tavares for Otamendi sounds all right. Kylian Mbappe in for Benzema is all right. I'll probably captain Harry Kane today.
This is interesting. So, one of the things...
Him or Trent?
At this week... is who do you want to captain tonight? Because all the best options, the Haalands, Mbappes, I think even Vinicius Jr., maybe even arguably Raheem Sterling, Dusan Vlahovic, they're all playing tomorrow. So tonight, you've got obviously Liverpool v Ajax. Tough game for Liverpool. You've got Bayern against Barca. Barca do look reinvigorated at the moment. Tottenham go to Lisbon. Where else? We've got Inter at Pilsen. I think Lukaku's out. For those who were going sort of limitless and looking for a 1 week punt. And you start looking down, you go, am I captain Porto player against Bruges? No. It's not great for captain tonight at all. Now it's helpful that obviously it's the first game. So a little bit like I did with Christopher and Kunku last week, you can obviously punt it first. But it's not ideal. So Kane is optional. Yes. You will obviously see if he's in the team. And it's worth saying those who are going, say, Sun on Limitless can also obviously see if he's in the team tonight as well, as it's the early kickoff. I'm going Mo captain tonight, I think. Part of the thinking for that is because I'm wildcarding, I'm looking a little further ahead. So a lot of those, if you take Liverpool and Bayern, it's worth noting, okay, they're difficult home ties tonight. We've got very good home ties in match day 3 when they're first as well. So Liverpool home to Rangers, Bayern at home to Pilsen. And one of the regrettables in my team at the moment is not a buy-in premium. But would I be happy to captain Mo at home to Rangers night 1 in match day 3? I mean, yeah, that's fine if that's what it comes to. And then the plan with Mo would be to move him towards Sonny or Kane match day 4 and 5 when Tottenham have got the Frankfurt-Lisbon games at home rather than away. That's currently roughly where I'm thinking, then Limitless 6. So I think I'm going to captain Mo tonight. I think Mo's probably the best option with Bayern's form a little bit inconsistent. As you said, last 3 Bundesliga games drawn and Barca look much better now. So I think Mo's the standout tonight, despite Ajax being a difficult game.
Agreed.
And then tomorrow, I think it's PSG at Haifa. Yeah. I think Mbappe at the moment is just absolutely firing. I think that's a little better than Haaland against Dortmund. But it's interesting. I've still gone both. So I've only left myself with the one premium, obviously playing tonight, which is Mo. So I'm kind of banking on him against Ajax and banking on him against Rangers. But I do also like the fact that he's going first. And then I've got the Haaland slash Mbappe insurance for 2-3. It will be Mbappe for me this week. It would be Haaland for me in game week 3 at home to Copenhagen when PSG go to Benfica. That's roughly where I'm at with my thinking. I know this week is going to be dirty difficult for me because clearly there's going to be loads of limitless teams about. So in spite of the fact I'm wildcarding, I'm possibly not getting the gains on this straight away.
You won't.
And just looking to cover it up. So I'll cover where I'm at in terms of wildcard. This is obviously not definitive. But I'm obviously looking to target the teams who've got what I believe good fixtures 2-5. So goalkeepers have gone Donnarumma, PSG, and Diogo Costa of Porto, who's 5 million first choice. Again, looking at these, what I've tried to do is where I've been indecisive a little bit is go with the guys who've got 2 home games first rather than 2 away games. So Porto, for example, Bruges at home, then Leverkusen at home. There's got to be clean sheet possibility in there for me. And obviously, yes, I've got Donnarumma as an insurance. Defensively, I've kept Reinaldo of Atletico Madrid, Leverkusen, Bruges. They've obviously got in the reverse fixture. They do go away in the first of those two, but I think they're the strongest defensively in that group. Nuno Tavares in for me, similar. It's Frankfurt and Lisbon first as first games, and as 4 million, he goes on night one, which is helpful. I've got Sergio Ramos of PSG in at the moment. So I know a lot who obviously limitless and stuff are going to be Mbappe and Neymar. So I've got double PSG defence is part of my thinking. Although obviously it's only one should cost the keeper clean sheet tonight. I've got João Cancelo of Man City. I don't think that needs any explaining. And I've gone Juan Cuadrado of Juventus. So again, for me going 2-5, I'm obviously missing Juventus's fixtures against PSG. He played wing back. He's 5 million. 0.5 cheaper than Kostic on the other side. And the goal that Milik had disallowed against Salernitana was from a Cuadrado corner. So there's a few set pieces for him as well. Midfield, I've got Mo. He's the only expensive one, really, that I've gone with at the moment. I've got Jorginho, as I mentioned. I've gone with Jamal Musiala of Bayern, who is such a super talent. I know there's a doubt about whether he actually starts against Barcelona tonight, but he is essentially playing as a 10 when he is playing. I think his price is very interesting at 7 million, and I want him for what's to come in 3 and 4 with those 2 Pilsen fixtures. I've got Florentino from Benfica, your mate, and I've got your other mate from Napoli, mate. You know the one? Kovica.
KK.
Yeah, God, that's going to be so much easier, isn't it? Kovacha Shikalini, that guy, the Georgian fella.
How much is he?
He's 5.5.
Oh, it's cheap.
So though I'm not in love with the fact that obviously they've got Rangers away, Ajax at home, Rangers at home, it's not great, but he's 5.5. So cheap. I'm happy to speculate and punt that. Up front, Haaland and Mbappe. And I did have some success with, let's say, the under 10 million forwards in this game last season. I'm going with Vlahovic. Home to Benfica tonight, then a double header against Haifa. It's priced at 9 million. Teammate Milik is 7 million. And I looked at drafts with him in and then bumping up one of the midfield players, probably Jorginho, up to the sort of 7.5 million bracket. But I think I like this. The issue with that is, of course, my 3 forwards all play on the same night. That's what I said. Right. It really is relying on Mo. I did look at a draft.
But you've got Mo as captaincy coverage. Like, you've got the best captaincy coverage, so it's fine.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, once I get to match day 4-5, move Salah to Sonny or Kane to get Tottenham coverage, but potentially captaincy there. That said, match day 4, Bayern go to Pilsen. So it could be that I want to go with a Sané, a Koeman, a Sadio Mane, for example. But yeah, there's a case. There's a case to have Tottenham. I don't mind that you're punting Kane captain tonight. I mean, it's a tough game for us, by the way. I really, really do.
Yeah.
But particularly as it's night one, it's not so bad as a punt. So, yeah, it's interesting the way it's fallen with City, PSG and Madrid all on the same night. And even that throwing Juventus, I think, into that as well. And Chelsea, arguably. That, yeah, that it looks a bit bare, except for when Bayern have the good fixtures in 3 and 4. So I'm intending to go with Mo as captaincy for tonight anyway, and probably match day 3 as well. But then, to be honest, if I do decide I want Bayern captaincy coverage in 3, Salah's probably the cash cow. But I think that's worth having. Otherwise, I'm going to struggle to get to Bayern. I did look at a draft that had Haaland, Mbappe, Salah, and Vinicius Jr. of Real Madrid as well. But yeah, I just found it was stretching things a little bit too much to have 4 premiums.
What price of Vinicius?
It's 10. I think it's decent. Okay. I think it's decent. I think if you've got a clear preference where you go, right, I definitely want to go Haaland over Mbappe for however many fixtures, I think there's a case to say, okay, fine. But then is it worth dropping the 1 million to come off Haaland or Mbappe to go with, say, Vinicius Jr. instead? I think that's difficult to make the case for that, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, you're not captain Vinicius Jr. over Haaland or Mbappe.
No,
he's never better. His best fixture would be Shakhtar at home in 3. Haaland's got Copenhagen at home. So it's Haaland's best fixture.
You're not.
Yeah, I think concerns with this wild card is not enough buy-in, and concerns that obviously I'm on an extremely different strategy to the most other people. But I've got the important bits of coverage I think I need in there, like City, PSG. I think for me, on my strategy, Juventus, I think I need some, especially as Benfica's away is match day 5. So I've got Benfica at home and the Haifa double header. I need some of Juventus in there, I think. Whereas teams like Milan, although Milan have got Zagreb at home, then it's the double header against Chelsea. It's less desirable. That's where I'm at.
Nice. What is your game, the early kickoff? No, 8 o'clock.
No, we're at 5:45. And I'm worried.
You going to watch it in the pub or at home?
I should be in fucking Lisbon, but that's by the by. I'm worried about Marcus Edwards, who, for those who want to know, is 7 million. Some very interesting comments from his manager yesterday about how well he's doing, but he needs to apply it in training as well, which has led to the long narrative I've known of why it didn't work out for him at Tottenham. He played basically a false nine position at Frankfurt last week. And there is a nervousness that I have about Lisbon potentially playing with Edwards as a false nine and just completely swamping us in midfield tonight, as obviously we'll play with 3 centre-backs. If you're watching the game tonight, this boy is so talented. He just, I don't know if he's got the arsehole to show it, but I bet he beats us tonight.
It's written
in the stars, the amount I spoke about him. The feedback from the audiobook I did, the goodbye to the lame, was so much about, God, you spoke about Marcus Edwards so much and all you got was 20 minutes against Gillingham in a League Cup game and stuff. He's the best talent I've seen. The only talent I've seen at his age better was Rooney. Edwards should be playing for Tottenham, is the point. I'm really pleased that he hasn't fallen off a cliff and like he's playing. I was discussing this with Dan F. George Chancellor last week before the game, was obviously watching it in the ground at Tottenham. So I'm pleased he's playing at this level and he's not wasting himself. I tell you what, if he does really well tonight, like really well, I wonder if his name might get mentioned with the England squad. Now, I know that might sound completely ridiculous to people who haven't seen him and stuff, but honestly, he's different in terms of...
Theo Walcott went to an international tournament.
He's nothing, you know, like, I mean? Walcott.
Like someone
he's,
from nowhere. No, I'm just saying, like, someone from nowhere who's got nothing in the media suddenly turns up in the squad type thing.
I'm trying to think who I'd compare him to now, because I think because he hasn't really put the work in his career, that he doesn't have the explosiveness pace that we thought that he would originally have to go with the brilliant dribbling and the technical quality that he clearly has. He's a very un-English player. That's the best. Like when you see him tonight, if you don't know, you won't think, oh, he's English. You might hear the name Edwards and you'd be like, okay, that's weird. he's not typically English judge in terms of how he plays technically. He's got like a Spanish kind of air and aura about him. I just wonder if he was to tear it up tonight with people like Rashford, Sancho not doing the business as such, if you will, and possibly having their places in doubt, whether he might be, oh, who's that late name who throws himself into the England squad? I mean, I don't think he's played for the under-21s, you know, Serge.
Really?
So it really would be...
I've never heard his name mentioned with it.
It really would be wild card. It's part of the under-19 team that did really well a few years ago. But I'm bricking about him playing against us tonight, actually, because I've spoken about him so much and I know the talent he's got. But at the same time, almost in a way, in a weird way, it sounds a bit perverse. If I watch the game tonight and he's shit, I'm almost a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
In a weird way. I almost want to, have you still got it? Have you still got it? It's believed, although he went to Lisbon, it's thought Tottenham potentially still have 50% of the rights on him in terms of like a 50% sell on if he moves. It's not clear whether Tottenham got half the money Lisbon played. Where was he before? Vitor Gomes. It's not clear if Tottenham will get half the money for him or not. But yeah, anyway, if you're watching that 5:45 PM game tonight, he's the one to watch. I guess, interestingly, tomorrow night, Chelsea against Salzburg is the one chance to see what they've got under Potter, and how they're going to set up. Yeah. Is going to be really interesting. I think the game of choice tomorrow night, though, would be City against Dortmund. And for tonight, most people, it will be for the neutrals, Bayern against Barca. Ajax will give Liverpool a game. Be fascinating to see what they do, Liverpool, because they obviously came out the traps hard against Bournemouth. Different level of opponent, though, in terms of the counter-attack. They get that wrong tonight. If they don't win tonight, they're in danger, aren't they?
Not qualifying?
I think so. You'd have to say that's a possibility. I think if they win tonight, it's no question. But the fact that Napoli and Ajax obviously did so well in their home games last week, if Ajax can get the point tonight, and Napoli have obviously clearly already got the advantage over Liverpool, then yeah, there'd be danger. They'd have to beat Rangers twice. Or they'd be going into the last two games really concerned. They can't drop into the Conference League, though, Serge. That's good news for you.
No. Well, I mean, on their current form,
you don't want to meet Liverpool in the Conference League, mate.
They'll play their reserves if they're in the Conference League, mate.
You probably would, yeah.
They might.
You don't know. Might be fifth, sixth in the league, and might be desperate for a trophy. Who knows? Listen, they obviously can't go into the Conference League anyway. I'm sure they probably will win tonight. I'll try and watch it, but I'm going to have a few beers first.
Yeah, you might be drowning your sorrows and singing Marcus Edwards' name in.
We won't be drowning our sorrows.
Tears, I mean, or not.
The flip of that is, if we win tonight, I think that's nearly job done, actually.
Mm.
In terms of
it depends on the other result, but you'll be able to see.
Well, I think based on the result last week and their Bundesliga results at the moment, you have to say, despite being Europa League winners, the early form, and based on what I saw of Marseille, the early signs would suggest that Frankfurt might be the weakest of the three.
Yeah,
therefore, if we've got 6 points going into the two games against Frankfurt, then we'd be in a very, very strong position.
Good. Listeners, good luck with your UEFA Champions League fantasy teams. Of course, if you haven't used Slack or don't remember, there is a UEFA Champions League fantasy, UCL fantasy channel in Slack. So jump in there to chat with other patrons about their teams, transfers, and ideas. You might find there's some people with some more European knowledge, understanding and experience of certain teams than James and I as well in there. So yeah, make sure you do
definitely
that. And we'll be back at you tomorrow with a bit of Tot and Ham. Other than that, stay safe. Ciao for now.
Yeah, Marcus Edwards podcast tomorrow. Good luck, everyone. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.